fly, fly, eagles fly. 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 All right, welcome, 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 one and all. It is that time where we get to talk sports right here on 99.3 Nigeria Info, the nation's first news talk and the sports station. 7:09 in our studios here. And it is time to get home for most. It is time to, you know, sit back and have dinner for some. And for us here in the studio, it's time to get up and work. We've been working all day, but this is the real part of the business. And it's time to keep you informed, keep you educated, and keep you in tune with what's happening in the world of sports. Game On is live. And we are Femi and the gang, and we're doing this right here on the nation's first news talk and sports station, 99.3 Nigerian. For where's my belief song gone? It's like it has stopped playing. Okay, I need to play that again. But guys, welcome once again. It is time to take you through the ever pulsating world of sports. I am Samuel Victor Akpan, representing the gang, and as always on a Tuesday, I've got the guys alongside me. There's two gentlemen and a lady, and together we'll be giving you everything that needs to go down. It's the day where a seismic day in football history, it must be said. The grounds have shaken, or have shaken. Sometimes these things do happen, but they call. Anyway, you do know what I'm trying to talk about now. Lionel Messi is set to complete that move from Barcelona as a free agent, more like, to Paris Saint-Germain in the Ligue 1. All attention has been in France all day, pretty much since yesterday, ever since that one was confirmed. Well, he flew into he left Barcelona for the French capital earlier today, and we saw him donning a white shirt with the inscription Paris on it. That's Lionel Messi. So that one is set to go through. We'll get into all of that from the 9 p.m. hour on the show. And guys, remember, it's not just going to be myself and the guys in the studio doing the talking. You can also be part of the conversation. We've got the phone lines for you. We've got WhatsApp for you as well, and Facebook as well, for you to join the conversation. I am Samuel Victor Akman. Time to meet the guys. I've got Anthony Dimwaka on the broadcast with me. Anthony, the surest guy on the planet Earth, and even in the galaxies and beyond space, this guy is just absolutely brilliant. I mean, if you've got a guy that you need to call to put out the fire, he's your past fire service.
I don't know why you're patronizing me, Sam.
Patronizing?
Anyways, thank you for the good words. Pleased to be here. Lovely Tuesday. Like you said, I'm grateful to be alive to see, you know, all that is unraveling in the world of sports. I will be able to tell my kids that, yes, I was very much in the mix of things when, you know, one of the best things that happened to football, you know, did happen. So it's like a miracle, really. And it just tells you that no one knows what could happen tomorrow. It's, you know, you can postulate, but the way things happen in the world of sports, sometimes they are not premeditated. And, well, exciting. We've got quite a lot to talk about this evening. So let's get right into it. Pleased to be here.
All right. Always lovely to see you, Tony, on the broadcast. And from Anthony, we've got Adeze Michael on the broadcast. Adeze, welcome to the show. Good to see you once again. And of course, this cold. You were talking about cold earlier before we turned on the mic. Well, you can't blame me for being a warm-blooded or cold-blooded animal now. Is it poikilothermic or I've forgotten my biology? But Adeze, welcome to the broadcast.
You know, if someone sees you, I know, the way you wield so much coconut head and stubbornness, they will think
I reverse this evening.
You're one strong fellow. You don't even get leave yourself if they shake up and down. Well, Sam, I don't know about being good to see me. I know that you saw me a while ago, you didn't even talk to me, and you're coming here now to tell me it feels good to see me.
Well, we always do this.
By the
on
way,
national radio.
Good evening, Lagos. Tony say love affair. Who's loving who? He's a coconut.
I don't know her.
In fact, he's not even romantic, let alone who's loving affair.
He's casting on national radio.
Yes,
Sam,
I have to disgrace
you. You need to put out a disclaimer.
Lagos knows. If not for my passion, sorry, Adeze, if not for my passion for sports, I'd probably be doing night radio.
It's not true. Night radio is not true, Sam. Anyways, it's always a pleasure to be here. Always, always a a bumper package. We've got so much to offer you. You don't want to move a muscle, because if you miss something, then it won't just be good. So much information as well. So much juicy stories. We are Nigeria Info. You're not going to get it anywhere else.
All right. There you have it. The voice of our days. And yesterday, while, you know, listening to the show, I saw a picture on our WhatsApp group, and it was a picture of Dream
Star
Shoes.
Dream
Shoes. And I was like, whoa, which day are going to this level now? Well, anyway, the boss is in the building, and as always, the freshest guy you will ever meet any day, any time.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, do me the honors, Tony. Do me the honors.
Weighing 560 pounds. Well, he's quite mixed. From Anambra State and Akwa Ibom, yeah?
Yeah.
Cross River State.
I present to you the man, the call, the rhyme master. So fresh.
Tony.
Like shawarma.
Chuma Nali is in the building. Chuma,
you listen to too many Nigerian songs. And those songs give us different lines for different things. You know, I'm not going to say that more for the sake of NTBB, but delighted to be here, guys. Excited to be here. Thank God for life. And Sam, I don't know, you need to be coming to the studio with detergent, so it just helps you ensure the wash is seamless. You can wash us, all of us, like that. Delighted to be here. It's an amazing Tuesday evening TV Talking Sports.
All right, there you've met the crew. There's Samuel, there's Adeze, there's Anthony, and of course, there's Chuma Nali in the building together. We're here up until 10 p.m., where we'll take you through everything that is going on in the world of sports. But like they say, and charity now from Hasinte Komot in local parlance here. So it's always good to start off from the continent, or more like from Nigeria, and talk about issues that are bothering us. We'll be talking about the president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. He's had something to say as concerns and the athletes and their participation at the Tokyo Olympics just concluded a couple of days ago. We've also got the latest, it's the transfer markets, and most of us always talk about the European football scene, where Messi is going to, where Barcelona, who Barcelona is signing, and not so much of us know what's happening with our Nigerian players on the continent. Well, certain Nigerians are on the move, and will tell you who's going where and where, and who's attracting interest from other clubs. And like I said earlier, from the 9 p.m. hour, it's all about the foreign transfers. Messi has moved to Barcelona, still waiting for official confirmation on that one. But we know...
From Barcelona.
From Barcelona. Yeah, I think we have to take a bit of time to get used to
this. You never want to say bye-bye to your ex. You're sounding that way, you know. So I guess you don't have an ex in your life. The only ex is expatriate. That's the only ex you have.
I wish that were true anyway.
Shame him. Just shame him. Mention her name. Give her a shout out. Shout out to her.
See, set up. Your old friend is talking to you up already.
Tony, back to the show. Let's start off there. So, guys, that's basically what we're going to be talking about from 9 p.m. More transfer stories for you. But let's talk about the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. Well, earlier, if you listened to the show last week, Friday or Wednesday, I think it was Friday, Sarafina Napoleon and the rest of the guys did have an interview here. And then it was... We got to know about the two factions. It wasn't any secret anyway, in the Athletics Federation of Nigeria. And one part of that faction, the recognized one officially now, that's the president of the Athletics Federation of Nigeria, Tonobo Okowa, has been speaking, and he stated that the Nigerian athletes need to be taught to be disciplined. And he also hinted that they share the blame for poor outing at the Tokyo 2020 Olympics. Now, he was speaking to local media yesterday, and he lamented that some of the issues that arose in Nigeria's camp at the just-concluded Tokyo Olympics could have been avoided if the athletes were able to demonstrate some level of discipline. And taking a quote from him, he says, "For instance, our athletes need to understand some basic things that lead to success at major events like the World Championships and, of course, the Olympic Games. Now, this idea of athletes staying awake late in the night, browsing on social media to attend to friends and relations when they have an event the following morning has to stop." He says it takes self-discipline to attain results at major competitions. Now, he was also talking about the preparations for the Under-20 World Championships that will be taking place in Nairobi, Kenya. And he says, if we failed at the senior level on the international stage with the Olympians, we have to start correcting that with the junior Olympians, or the junior athletes, rather, that will be competing at the World Under-20 Championships. And the big quote from this is the fact that he says he's mentioned an issue which is discipline for the athletes. Now, if you look at what's happened at Tokyo Olympics, I'm going to get the thoughts of the guys. I'm starting off with you, Chuma. If you look at what happened at Tokyo Olympics as to preparations and the final results we got at the Olympics, two bronze medals, one silver medal rather, and one bronze medal there. I mean, is Okowa's statements deflecting as to the real issues, or really does he have a point when he says athletes need to be more disciplined, Team Nigeria athletes more like, and especially when you look at what's happened, what's your take on this?
Well, in his own case, he's had a direct interface and interactions with some of these athletes and has had a chance, I'm sure, to be with them until certain times of the day. We have not had that luxury. We know some of the athletes personally, but we're not part of their daily lives, so it's going to be tough for us to come out here and want to postulate that indeed these athletes don't go to bed early, except any of you in this studio confess to me that you've been chatting with an athlete up until late in the night. I talk to them earlier in the day. I don't go into, you know, chatting up with people in the evening, so it's going to be difficult to identify if that's true. But like I said, he's a man who's worked with at least the ones who are into athletics, and so there should be a reason why he's saying this. I feel that is it deflecting the where the genuine blame should go to? Maybe it's wrong timing to say it, but again, for him, he's trying to save face, so you wouldn't blame him for doing that. The truth is, if presentation is not good enough, because maybe Nigeria Info goes off every other time, which doesn't happen, of course. Well, let's imagine the microphone is messed up, which doesn't happen too at the same time, because we have world-class stuff here. And because of that, your show ratings are going bad, but you yourself, you don't prep well enough for your show too. And your management comes out, for example, to say Sam or Chuma, they don't prep well enough for their shows. They need to do better. They need to ensure that they prep and sort things out 30 minutes before they come into the studio. And somebody accuses that management for saying the wrong thing. I don't think it's going to be fair to that management, because Chuma and Sam should also bear the brunt of not prepping well for shows if that's the case. So if these athletes truly break the rules, you know, there are sacrifices that have to be made when you want to get into sports. Some people are magnanimous, some others are not. If I remember right, Diego Armando Maradona, when he was coach of the Argentine side in the World Cup 2014, he was one of those who was not going to kick against his players if they wanted to do things with their wives or fiancés. On the other hand, the other coaches, Capello was not one that used to smile at all when he was national team boss. I think he was, you know, the man in charge of England at the point, you know. Yeah. So different people have different strategies. For some of them, they say, hey, players or athletes, express yourself to your fullest, but ensure that you get your maximum effect of rest, and of course ensure that you take your practice sessions correctly. Some others will say, hey, I need to be stringent enough to check you as to what you eat and what you don't eat. So if truly the athletes are guilty of this, the fact that the officials have been terrible and officiating, and the way things have run have gone in our sports over the years is not worthy of emulation, will not stop me from supporting this AFN president if truly these athletes, some of them, instead of going to bed, they are online chatting with family members, because everything comes with a sacrifice. It's a fact. You know, when you're prepping for commentaries for a game, you have sleepless nights trying to put together the stats. Those are sacrifices.
Yeah.
You're not going to say, my younger brother is sleeping now, I should also sleep. If you're writing an exam, you need to sacrifice for it. So these athletes still need to sacrifice. Doesn't take away the fact, though, that the administrators have been the biggest bane of sport in this country of ours.
All right. Interesting thoughts from Chuma there as to the comments made by the AFN president, Tonobo Okowa, who said that these athletes, Nigerian athletes, need to learn to be disciplined. Tony, if you look at what the statements also made by Sunday Dare, the sports minister, a couple of days ago and yesterday, and adding it to this, Sunday Dare did also intimate the fact that Nigerian short put athlete who released the video shouldn't have done that, because it was embarrassing for Nigeria, especially on the global stage, to do that. I mean, how much of these blame really can be put on these athletes? That's a singular situation that you know has been expatiated on as to the fact that he did that. We know the reasons why he's done that. But how much of this needs to go on the athletes? Or do you also think, like Chuma said, it's different?
I mean, those who live in glass house should not throw stones. And listen, yes,
I remember a tune to that. But if they do, they create this storm they cannot control back in the day.
Now, I mean, in what position? I mean, these people who have come out to say, oh, the athletes shouldn't do this, in what position are they to come out and say these things when they, on their part, have created avenues for things like this to happen? I mean, you were talking about the inequity issue.
Yeah, incident.
if there was no situation like that, are we going to see that video? Were we going to see that video? No. So I think that at the end of the day, yeah, maybe to some extent, all right, I mean, there's a level of responsibility that you're supposed to have as an athlete, and discipline especially. But, you know, this conversation of them, you know, pressing phone, were they the only ones pressing phone? There were athletes across the world who were on social media across the games. Listen, if you're well prepared for your
a night
sport,
before a major, a semi-final, a quarter-final, how, a second round tie.
Sam, I understand the fact that, you know,
I mean, we saw this. Place, yeah. We all know what happened, yeah, back in France 98, the Super Eagles play allegedly the night before they played Denmark, you know, having all that. So there has to be some level of truth as to what both the sports minister and Okowa is saying here in the statement.
Sam, for me, I am not exonerating the athletes or saying that, I mean, they did absolutely nothing wrong. But what I'm saying is, on the flip side, the administrators have failed in their responsibility. And I do not think they have the right to call out athletes for pressing phone or what you call it. Like I said, a lot of the athletes at the games, all right, posted a lot of updates when they got to their hotels. Some, I mean, talked about their games, tweeted or sent messages about their games and when they are going on board and all of that. I don't know. So why the attention on Team Nigeria? Now, on the flip side, listen, if you're prepared for a game, if you're prepared for a sport, if you're well prepared for a sport, I don't think the pressing a phone, all right, or trying to share details with the world who is expecting to see you will stop you from doing well. So it goes down to preparation prior to the tournament. When you get to the tournament, all you just have to, you know, do is be in the right frame of mind mentally, all right, to be able to dispatch all that you have prepared for over the month or over the years. So I don't know, these allegations on the athletes is, to me, in some regard, unfounded. Like I said, those who live in glass house should not throw stones. There were so many issues, all right, surrounding Team Nigeria at the Games Village in Tokyo. And, I mean, these issues will always create avenues for athletes to want to talk. I mean, we saw tweets from the female hammer thrower. We saw tweets from Blessing Okagbare. Some of these tweets were about issues that were happening in camp. I mean, you remember the conversation of the phone when you create avenues for certain things to happen, you are in no position to come and dictate how some people should act when you yourself haven't particularly done what you should do or try as much as possible to ensure that situations like that do not come to the fore. And like I said, there were so many discrepancies and issues with Team Nigeria, which actually gave athletes, all right, so many reasons to go on social media and say stuff and post videos. Team Nigeria wasn't the only, you know, team there. There were so many other teams at that game. So many of the athletes had the opportunity to also be on social media, but theirs didn't cause so much controversy like ours. And it's because we, all right, had so many issues, and we have to, what I think is we have to fix ourselves first, all right, from the leadership of the AFN and stakeholders and administrators involved. We have to ensure that we do not create opportunities like this. Agreed, some of our athletes should have acted better, all right, especially with the issue of staying away from social media. But like I said, when you create opportunities for certain things to happen, you are in no position to come and dictate to adults how they should handle themselves or why they should stay off social media. They are not the only athletes at that game. There were so many athletes there who used their phones too, and also won gold and won silver and won bronze. So let's I think this is completely deflecting the talking point and not dealing with what matters most. This is not, you know, the most important thing. Right now we should be hearing who was responsible for the mishap. And having these people who
Well, the minister has said there will be inquiries as to that.
In his long epistle, He said he takes takes responsibility for all that happened, yet he would investigate. And I was saying, why investigate since you have taken the responsibility? And if you're taking it, I mean, what punishment should be meted out to you? I mean, people should...
Interesting.
People should be responsible, all right? Take responsibility for things that go wrong, all right? So I don't know why we're at this point and we deflect from the primary issues, we deflect from the root cause and start chasing shadows.
Well, we'll get the thoughts of the first Nigerian to win a medal at the Olympic Games in wrestling very, very shortly as we try to connect with Blessing Oborodudu, who is somewhere in Lagos. And unfortunately, she was supposed to make it here to the studio, but, you know, Lagos and traffic couldn't enable her to be here. Whilst we try to connect with that, Adeze Michael, you've heard the thoughts of Chuma and, of course, Anthony on this. Well, he was speaking ahead of the announcement that Tonobo Kokoa announcement of the squad that will be participating in Nairobi for the under 20 championships, which starts on the 17th of August. But he did go on to say that these junior athletes will be sat down and taught the rudiments of discipline at international tournaments so as not to embarrass the country on the international scene. What's your take on this, Adeze?
Well, they embarrassed us, first of all, talking about the administrators. That is where...
Does this put pressure now on the junior athletes?
It does not. I'm coming. Absolutely nothing. Please, don't even bring a junior athlete into this. Don't even bring it. The embarrassment they cost us were quite enormous. Not once, not twice. First of all, as Team Nigeria, as big as we are, as the giant of Africa we claim to be, arriving at Tokyo Olympics in... color riots, let me use that, you know, local parlance. Color riots is even in the highest embarrassment ever. And then getting to the Tokyo proper and to realize that 10 of our athletes were disqualified because they did not, you know, complete the necessary testing before, you know, they're cleared to go on into the competition is even a bigger disgrace and embarrassment. And the third one was that the Puma kids deal that was signed back in 2019 by Guso faction, $2.76 million. We did not utilize the kids, the video is all over social media. It led to situations where athletes had to do wash and wear. It's even the worst embarrassment. You don't sign a deal of that humongous amount of money and then athletes are looking for kids. Now, why are athletes looking for kids? Because of personal gains, because of greed, because of my own, it's because of power tussle, because of supremacy and legitimacy tussle. No, Mr. Factional President, is just a total fraction. Is that why they took all their phones away from them? So they don't post. Remember that incident that came up? Whether they were returned or not is not really my business right now. Was that why they took all the athletes' phones so that they don't get to, you know, keep us abreast with what is going on? Because anything you drop on social media goes on like a wildfire. Now, he's not even coming to even apologize to Nigerians for making us lose such amount of money to Puma. Puma is an international brand. They looked at all the drama. How can a whole Puma sign a deal with a country like Nigeria, a multinational that's been there for donkey years? And then, look, the athletes could not even done. Oh, that was a big slap. Do you know how much that amount of money would have gone in to develop athletics in Nigeria? I repeat, $2.76 million. Do you know the amount? Do you know how many future Olympians are going to develop with that amount of money? Do you know how many athletes we've denied a future and a chance to become an Olympian and, of course, a sportman in the country? These are the things we should look at. Why is the minister not talking to a certain faction? And why is he following a certain faction? In fact, first of all, we need to even find out who our president is, first of all, before you come out to say athletes' disappointment and all that. We need to do a lot more better. For me, I was listening to Chidebere the other day when he categorically told one of them that they all should leave our sport alone. Let us start afresh. All of them, they are there for their selfish interest. And for sports development, it is no way to go. You have to have passion for the trade. You have to have passion for the activity for you to become a good administrator. So, I mean, waking up to robbers of all discipline and all that, that is no way to go. Come on. We need to look for how to apologize to Puma. Maybe find a way to mend fences so they can invest in our sport. $2.76 million doesn't come all the time. Big embarrassment for me. I think that is even where we should start talking about.
Apologies to Puma or apologies to the athletes when it comes to the incidences we saw at Tokyo, right there for the athletes. Tonobo Kokoa, the AFN president, says these athletes do share part of the blame when it comes to their discipline at the games. We're trying to connect with Blessing Oborodudu, a silver medalist at the Tokyo Olympic Games, one of the a few medals Nigeria was able to win out there at the games. Blessing, if you can hear me, good evening to you. Welcome to Game On.
Good evening.
Nice to have you, Blessing. And I must say, congratulations is in order to you. What a fantastic achievement you did achieve out there at Tokyo Olympics. First off, Blessing, what was the experience like for you competing at the Olympics? Different kind of Olympics without the fans and all that. But what was the experience like for you, Blessing?
I know it was amazing. I was ready to go out there and wrestle, and immediately I got to the semi-final, and I know who I'm meeting in the semi-final. So I was ready, and when I won the semi-final, it was a thing of joy. It was like I've already won a gold medal.
Yeah, I could imagine that.
Oh.
Well, interesting. I must say congratulations once again. Great to have you on Game On. Blessing, let's talk about what does it feel like to be the first Nigerian to win a medal in the sport at the Olympic Games? I mean, like you said, you were excited. We saw the videos from you. But how much of that did you think when, how much of an inspiration was that for you when you, you know, you qualified for the finals, even though unfortunately you didn't win gold, but how much of that, are you happy about being the first Nigerian to win a medal at the games?
Super, super excited. In fact, I can't even explain.
Has it sunk in yet?
Sorry?
Has it sunk in yet, the fact that you achieved that feat?
I can't hear you, sir.
I'm saying, how have you, has it, have you come to reality yet, the fact that you've achieved that? It's such a great feat for Nigerian sport.
But someone needs to control yourself and still be yourself. It's real.
Interesting. Yeah. Interesting thoughts. Well, wrestling for Nigeria, wrestling at any major sport could be quite a tedious task, a blessing, and you did exceptionally well, it must be said. But how much of an influence did the, you know, Daniel Igale, we know how close he is to the athletes or the wrestlers more like, how much of an influence has his career and his presence had on you, especially at Tokyo 2020 Games?
Yeah, he's somebody that every wrestler look up to. Sometimes when I watch his videos, everybody wants to like be like him. One day I want to be Olympic champion, world champion. He has been there for us, especially me. Sometimes, you know, as human, you feel tired not going to training. He will call you, listen, are you training today? Annual, go and train. You know, he's there mentally, physically, or in anything that you can name of, he's there supporting you, coming to training to check on you if you are really doing well. And most times, close to the Olympics, when you come to training, he always said, if you can keep on this, you are doing well. You are doing well. And sometimes I feel, you know, proud of myself, telling me that I'm doing well.
Yeah.
That something good will come out if I keep my head down and do what I'm doing. So we give God the glory, hand of praise.
Yeah.
He's an amazing person.
Certainly.
And today, all his efforts, God has crowned it with success. So we thank God.
Certainly we do. And talking about achievements, you've achieved quite a lot, not just with the medal you won at Tokyo, but also on the African continent, where you are a 10-time African champion, absolutely dominated from 2010 to 2020. Looking ahead now, Blessing, what are your targets for the future after these incredible achievements you've achieved at Tokyo Games?
Yeah, I'm still on. I have an injury on my knee.
Okay.
And then after...
Did you sustain that injury at the games, at Tokyo Games?
Not on the game. Oh. I have it.
So you actually fought with the injury at the games?
Yeah. Wow. You know, before, when we get to Tokyo,
okay,
I was like, oh my God, will I be able to use it? Because the pain was... It was severe than before. So I was like discouraged, and I speak to my coach that look at what I'm feeling, and he said don't be discouraged, that it will be fine. But I always say to myself that when the time comes, I will not feel that pain, and I strongly have that belief in me. So after I get treatments, then I will start all over again because I'm not ready to retire. And also will look some younger athletes that can be able to, you know, those that are, who are ready to achieve this goal that I am today.
Okay.
Yeah, then we'll support them, and I know Commonwealth Game is next year, and also still hoping to go for
another Olympic Games.
Yeah,
which would
make it your fourth.
Yeah,
hopefully.
It's achievable.
Mm. All right, certainly achievable. Indeed, yeah. Blessing, we're live with Blessing Oburududu, silver medalist at the Tokyo Olympic Games, just concluded a couple of days ago. She's currently ranked as the world number 2 women wrestler and also the first wrestler to win an Olympic medal for Nigeria, like I said earlier. Blessing, I've got my colleagues in the studio. There's Anthony, who you heard from a couple of seconds ago. There's also Chima Noli, the freshest ever you ever see. And of course, Adeze and Michael on the broadcast. They've got questions for you, starting off with Anthony.
Yeah, Blessing.
Yeah.
It's a pleasure, all right? I feel honored having to speak to you. Like Sam said, we're waiting for you to come around, and we had
to see about, the silver medal. Yeah,
I was looking forward to seeing you and giving you a very big hug. Anyways, hopefully subsequently. Recently, in one of your interviews, you talked about the fact that while growing up, your parents told you that wrestling was for boys alone. And as a lady, how was it for you as a child, all right, growing up in, that village in Bayelsa, and having to, focus your mind on wrestling, and despite the fact that some people did feel, someone like your parents did feel that, Blessing, this thing that you are doing is for boys, so, but you were determined, to actually go on with it, and then the presence of Daniel Igali coming to pick you up. How would you describe your childhood, all right, and having to, push through the fact that, well, there's a stereotype that says wrestling is just for guys alone?
Yeah, I'm this kind of person that... When I was growing up, I'm not a troublemaker, but I love, wrestling.
You love fight.
You love to fight.
Wrestling with my age mates, boys and girls, making them feel that, you can't do this to me. No, this belongs to me. No, I'm not that kind of person.
Okay.
And I happened to be in a secondary school that I was doing inter sports and included wrestling.
Mm.
So I said I can do that. And it's something that you can do with yourself. You are not going to lose anything.
Okay.
And so I love the game. I love it. So I do it. Despite all I did in my house, we still come out second to the last every sport. And when the Bayelsa State Sports Council coaches identified me in 2006 Although the first time one of my classmates was explaining how the camp is, because it was a national sports festival camp, that you can go there, you are not going to do anything, you're only just to train. And I was like, okay, let me go there.
All right.
Allow my age mate to oppress me.
Okay. As expected.
I mean, who would want to go up against you?
In fact, if he asks anyone that who saw me growing up, they will not have any doubt of me being a wrestler. That is kind of person I am.
Okay. All right. And Chuma, Nali?
Oh, fine.
All right, you don't have a question. Adese Michael, all right, Blessing. I must say it was pretty good to have you on the... You want my colleague Anthony has a bit... I don't know if to call it a special package for you.
Blessing?
Yeah.
Okay, I want to play something for you, all right? Just listen, all right?
Okay.
Bia imelekamu. Amu mi unu eti impotem bia imelekamu. And akpon senke ya me pade biya imeleka de de ya me pade en na ya mumutimi governor kpala white impode ye e biya imelam ka mi penai bempo e biya imelam timi sey mi am penai be la white impode ma mun white impode e biya imelam ka mi and audio do ka me kana na webe kulumi. My father name don't come out. Oh, Nigeria, all Bayelsa states, I am rejoiced. That name don't come out before. They make that name fall. And now the name, they come up again. I am rejoicing.
She says goodbye as the first winner ever of a wrestling medal at the Olympic Games.
I remember when she started in secondary school. And at first, my late elder brother was like, you are a woman, you can't wrestle. So today, I'm just like that. Yesterday, I was like feeling, if it were to be her life to see this glory right now, I know that the joy it will feel inside of me. I was just thinking, I said, wow, this man was supposed to be alive to see this joy we are feeling right now.
Blessing Oborodudu made us proud. She lived with when she started this wrestling. The day she started the wrestling, I even said to her brother that Blessing is, she's a woman. I can't, a woman who is wrestling with it. I don't like it. But a coach, which called him Coach Igale, came to our house and begged the brother, please, release your sister to me. The brother said, well, I don't know if it is this is her will. Let her go and do it. Then actually she went. But in fact, Toddy, to be sincere, the sad part is that I miss my husband. I miss my husband. For him to not experience this joy that I'm experiencing today.
Yes, so how do you feel?
Very good. Like my most elder sister was saying, the name.
Yes, Oborodudu. And your mom was the first voice. She was speaking your dialect, yeah? Can you tell us what she was saying?
No, she was saying she's very happy that I went outside the country and wrestled and won a medal, that her name too. People started hearing about her name, that she's a mother of a champion.
Yes.
That even Governor too have heard about her name, and she's so happy, so she give God the glory.
At least I understood that part.
Did you? All right. I mean, so you should be going back to Bayelsa when? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow.
All right
then, Blessing, on a final note before we let you go, we know you just came into Lagos, you're probably tired, but
very tired.
Yeah, I'll let you go in the next 1 minute, but so many people will be listening, young athletes as well, young female athletes like yourself, and obviously inspired by what you've achieved in your career, especially at the just concluded Tokyo Games. What advice will you say to people who, you know, growing up at a young age, don't want to be bullied, by other people as well, not just for that sake, but also go on to represent their country, their family, and make such a name like you've made for yourself. What advice do you have for them?
My advice to them is for them to never give up. Just keep trying. If you fail, try again, like Blessing Obadudu. I never give up.
Yeah, certainly.
I keep trying, and today it is a thing of joy. So never give up. If you know that you can do it, keep trying. Never mind what people can say to you. Sometimes it hurts so much.
Yeah.
But just believe in yourself and keep trying. And one day you will be proud of yourself and your family.
Yeah. All right. Thank you so much, Blessing. It was fun, and it's an absolute pleasure having an Olympic silver medalist on the show today. I must say, I've really enjoyed talking to you, Blessing.
Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you very much. And have a safe trip back to Bayelsa.
Thank you.
All right,
and have a good night's sleep.
Yes. Thank you very much. And the voice of Olympic medalist, Blessing Oborodudu, on the show. And I must say, I feel very inspired, guys. I don't know about you. I haven't listened to Blessing. I feel like I want to wrestle. I want to quit.
You can think about going to WWE. That will be the playful wrestling for you and not the one at the Olympics.
Chuma. Even in Nigeria story. Info here, he will lose. Talk more.
What do you mean? Let's go around the gang.
Even in this studio, sir.
I can take on Adesia and the pizza very comfortably.
It's not by six packs.
Thank you. It's not by six packs. It's not by voice.
Yeah, Miafi. Mom, Miafi.
Coming off. Anyway, guys, exciting time we've had with Blessing Obadudu on the show. Time to hear from you guys. 0700-993-993-993 on the broadcast. Turn down the volume of your radio set when you call in. And of course, you can also reach us via WhatsApp, 0809597-5805. I take that number again, 0809597-5805. Our female callers, we've got a special line for you. It's 01465-7190. 01465-7190. What do you make of the comments by the AFN president, Tinubu Kokoa, who's spoken about the fact that Nigerian athletes lack discipline and need to be taught that part, actually going into major tournaments and avoid embarrassments like we saw at Tokyo 2020? And of course, you just heard from Blessing Obadudu on the show. What are your thoughts on this? Good evening to you. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Good evening. What's your name? All right. You're not ready for us. Do well to call back. 0700-993-993-993. Hi there. Good evening.
Hello. Good evening, Samuel.
Good evening, Friday. Welcome to the broadcast.
Good evening, Adesio, the voice, and all that you want.
Welcome.
Welcome, Friday.
Yeah, this Friday from Bolivia. Hey, Samuel.
Sir?
Look at somebody that won us a silver gold medal at the Olympics. Look at her voice. Very cool and calculated, gentle. But yeah. Somebody who had to destroy our athlete at the Olympics came out and started blaming the athlete. And I see that they keep on chatting in the night. See, Samuel, I want to ask this question.
Okay.
If I'm a father, Samuel.
Yeah.
Then I have children at home. I come home every day, eat drunk, smoking in my city room. Then sometimes in life, I see my children drinking and doing what I was doing. You don't have the boldness to correct them.
Certainly not.
Look at our ministers and the way they mess up. It's concluded Olympics. Look at the kids. We are not giving to them. We did not give them the kids. Even the testing, some of our athletes were back. We discussed it on this station. No apology. Somebody has not resigned. Nobody has been investigated. And instead of them to come back now and send an apology, maybe some of them will be even resigned from their post. They are now shifting the blame to the athletes. Do they think that we are fools? Do they think that we will not leave them and start fighting our athletes because they oversleep in the night? They keep on chatting. What concern them? Have they played a role? Do they not play? I do not pay my children's school fees. Then I expect them, I'm telling them, why are you not reading? When the students are paid their school fees, they are doing lessons. Then my children are not paid their school fees. Then I'm telling them they are not reading, they are watching TV in the night. Which type of a father am I?
A one of a kind father.
Olo, see, Samuel, these people, they should not take us for granted. We are not fools. Let them come out and apologize so that those will be that will be disarmed. Let them be sad so that we face punishment. Let them punish instead of coming out and telling us all this rubbish. For me, all this are rubbish. Thank you very much, Samuel.
Thank you very much for calling in Friday. Absolute rubbish, the words of Friday. Let's hear from you. Good evening to you.
Good evening, XBA.
Hey. Good evening. Welcome to the broadcast. What's your name?
Good evening. Welcome.
I was going to ask
What's your name?
My name is Oyebuchi from Alaba.
Welcome, Oyebuchi.
I was going to ask what Adeze, what she read out on what our team went through when they got to the Olympics. Because we had the same basketball female team that the administration, they said they wanted to have a feel of the city. Somebody got to their boss and was embarrassing them a bit.
No, yeah. that was the Falcons.
Okay, Falcons.
Yeah, that was the Falcons that experienced that
what
harassment.
What was that?
That was friendly. It was a friendly in Austria, a training camp in Austria, yes.
Okay,
for
I
the Falcons,
it was
yeah.
No.
All right, thank you. Have a nice day. Be blessed.
All right, thank you very much for calling in. Good evening to you. 0700-993-993-993 01465-7190 female line only. Good evening to you. Hello. Don't send us to Deafland. Turn down the volume of your radio set. Good evening.
Gentle people, how are you guys doing?
Gentlemen, welcome.
Jonathan is my name.
Welcome, Jonathan.
I feel very proud listening to that language you speak.
Okay.
Who knows? I know Sabi talk and money by someone anyway.
Shame on you.
Shame on me, I agree. I'm a Lagos boy, so, you know, I'm proud of her.
All right.
But Bayelsa people are very strong in the spirit, and strong in the body, strong in the mind, everything. So I'm very proud of her.
Indeed.
And thanks for bringing her on board. Now, who is that coach that is saying they are pressing phone? Is he a coach or is he a minister? I want to.
He's a technical advisor, general overseer. He's the AFN president, Tenobo
Please, Kukua. Factional. Please, well, it must be stated.
AFN. Even the almighty AFN, that they have a lot of athletes that were disqualified. And he has the guts to be talking. It's not his fault. It's what is this country, everybody can just stand up and talk. So if he's talking now, who will now whip him or flog him for not doing that test or not supervise, not making sure that test is done? Who will flog him? I think he should rather go and bury his head in shame. All of them are, I'm very sorry to say, from the minister, even the minister, you know, I've been wanting to call all this week. My call is not going through.
Finally,
even the
you
minister
get through.
That knows that there is a quarrel at that AFN. What did he do to settle that quarrel from his own office? What did he do? I'm starting to be corrected. I don't know whether I did anything. But if there is a misunderstanding in certain AFN that you supervise this, I would have expected him to call the two factions into his office and resolve the issue. But he allowed it to linger. He now turned to a mess.
All right.
Even Jesse, he turned to a mess. They are not talking.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, thank you very much. We take two more calls, then we take your thoughts on WhatsApp. Good evening to you.
Hello, good evening.
Hi there, good evening. What's your name?
Yes, so good evening to you guys. My name is John from Unilag.
Welcome, John.
We know that Nigeria, anything goes. That's why you see anybody just wake up and do
it. Does anything really go?
Yes, now. If not, that minister has never meant to even talk. He just meant to chew and just forget about what he has messed up. Look, it's very, very simple now. Okay, let me just take you back to politics quickly. Imagine Babangida waking up one morning. I'm still talking about the coup that he did way back. That's for you to annul that election was also a coup. So if nothing can happen to him but about then, imagine this minister, nothing to happen to him. That's why Nigeria is not moving forward. So that's why. Thank you.
All right then. Thank you very much. A lot of disgruntled Nigerians.
Hello.
Good evening to you.
Good evening.
Good evening. What's your name?
Jesse.
Welcome, Jesse.
Good evening, everyone in the studio.
Yeah, you're welcome, bro.
See, that man needs to be arrested with that minister. They should be fired, all of them. Siding with one faction and the other faction that got the Puma deal is not siding with them. Both the minister and these people, if Nigeria was a serious country, in fact, the president is supposed to talk, to sack them, reshuffle everything. You know, they are not talking, they are pressing. No. They should not press phone. Maybe they should be pressing whatever he gives them. Nonsense. Anyway, me,
if I was the one that supported them, I would do more than what this athletes do. The way I would do this, yeah. They are doing well. The athletes, they've tried.
I guess we should say thank God you are not one of them.
Yes, that is.
All right, then, just look where. Thank you very much for calling in. Taking your thoughts now on WhatsApp, 08095975805. Congratulations to Blessing. She's an inspiration to the country and will definitely be on the Hall of Fame of Greatness. Jerry from Ikeja is sending us that message. We certainly do hope that is the case for her. Good evening, Femi and the gang. The minister is so relaxed to query the athletes because nobody gave them query on the error they did to the team, letting 10 of our athletes disqualified. God help us. I'm Newton from Apapa. Fantasy code, though, we ask, when are we getting it? Well, the fantasy code is live on our Facebook page, Femi and the Gang Facebook page. So do well to go there and you will find the code and the link. Just click on the link and it will take you straight where you can be part of the league. Starts this weekend, and I think the registration closes, or setting up your team more like, as if I won't go right, Jeff, closes on Thursday. Charles from Lekki says, good evening, Femi and the gang. I have placed this... Charles, don't try this thing. You forpay the commercial we have for do now by reading your message. But we see you. Good evening, House. Instead of our officials to own up, they defend the shame they brought to the nation. It has been so from the beginning. Baba Odu from Edu in Ogun State sends us that message. I greet you all in the studio. We greet you too. I greet you too, Friday. Let government get them good... Okay. I don't think this is talking about what we're discussing on the broadcast today. Tayo from Ajah says, other athletes went to the contest, but Nigerians were sent to the protest. Minister and others failed this Olympic test. Let them be responsible and rest. Nigerians to them with the test. But above all, Nigeria Info is doing the best. Chuma. you're inspiring Nigerians indeed, but thank you very much for your message. Good evening, Samuel. I listened to her and I admire her courage. Fella of blessed memory in one of his songs sang, Carpenter no, I'm not so good with pidgin language. Carpenter no in work, nakpako, and the minister can only hold office in his... Okay, all right, don't use those words. Mark Choose, thank you very much for your message. I'll take three more thoughts. Evening, guys. Please let the shot put athletes switch allegiance to a better country. Oladele Mike is sending in that message. All right. Good evening, guys. I'm happy tonight for bringing on air the voice of a real Olympian, one with gold and silver medal, not the Olympic sprint like our administrators will say, and the Club 7 celebration. I'm not sure I get what your thought is. The sports minister and the Oga should be purged out. Ibangai Namso is my name. All right. Thank you very much for that one. And finally, for now, the minister should just leave the ministry and go into... Okay. All right. Guys, when you send in your messages, please, I know how annoyed and angry we are, but let's try to keep it clean and not, pretty much cast aspersions on the quality of these people. They are human beings after all. And let's respect the fact that they are in the position they are. I know how emotional and how sentimental we tend to be sometimes. But thank you very much for your thoughts.